The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amen to that. You know I love my boys. I have two boys at home, and between the 9-year-old and the 5-year-old, the questions are never ending.
They're inquisitive is the best way to describe them. I love it.
Yeah, okay. You're being nice. So in order to tone back some of the questions at home, Carter is allowed to ask one question once a week. Here it is.
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
Carter's question, I want to wonder how your sibling hurt you. My brother got angry at someone, he kicked me, and their older brother came up to me and punched me in the face, and I got a shiner.
Okay, you're lying.
A
just
bloody nose.
Stop right there. Yeah. But your brother did hurt you. What happened?
Brother gave me a shiner because I got hit in the eye with a hockey stick.
He got
Is
hit.
That true?
Yeah. Not the whole, no. This kid, now that I put a camera in front of him, he just kind of goes on his own stories. The story about the sibling fight, like him and Colt fighting someone else, not true.
Oh, he's got a career radio.
But his little brother did give him a shiner. They were messing around. They were playing hockey. That's their new thing right now. Colt took the hockey stick accidentally to his eye and slashed his eyelid.
Wow.
So now he's got a black eye. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
So how has your sibling injured you?
Yep.
I've injured my sister and she's injured me. Okay. I was about 8. She was probably 5. She was annoying me. So I swung a punch at her as hard as I could, trying to scare her and deliberately miss her.
And you didn't.
I didn't miss her. It clocked her right in the head. I felt so bad because she went down so quickly and she had the biggest shiner I've ever seen. And I tried to explain to my mum, I meant to miss her.
Sure.
I promise.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that from my brother too.
It's true. I was just, my accuracy was too good.
Yeah. My brother did that whole, I tried to miss you, and he knocked out my front tooth.
Oh, so the same thing's happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. We try and just scare you, but we get a little close.
Oh, the worst was he was making a joke about it a couple months later, knocked out my other tooth. I'm being serious. Older brothers are mean.
That's another level.
Yes, I know. So Carter's question, how did your sibling hurt you? You could call or text us, 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog.
Have you deliberately or accidentally hurt a sibling? That's Carter's question day. I love Carter's questions. It's something I wouldn't usually think of.
It's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt. That is the life of a parent. Janelle in Riverside, what did your sibling do to you?
So it was my littlest sister. There is an 11-year age gap. And one night when she was a toddler, she was playing with her sippy cup and she full-on cocked it back and tossed it at my face and broke open my eyelid. And my father freaked out because I was bleeding. And my mom goes, go to the store and get me some butterfly sticks. And he goes, you're going to put a butterfly on her face? It's a Band-Aid. Please just go get it.
Have you let your sister live that one down yet?
Oh, no, no. She's 24 and going on 25, and any chance I get, I throw that back in her face.
She gave me a black eye and broke
open my eyelid and everything.
Ruth and Hemet, let's hear about the time your sibling hurt you.
Well, we're at a park, and my brother just saw a guy with golf clubs and asked if he could pull one out of the bag to see, and he didn't see that I was right there and popped me in the mouth.
With a golf club?
Yeah, how bad was it?
My whole cheek swelled up like a chipmunk.
It could have been a lot worse with a golf club.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't help but laugh at this text.
You're not supposed to laugh.
I feel like a horrible person. 909. I played hide and seek with my brothers, and my one brother said, hide in the dryer. Then he went and got my other brother, and they turned it on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I'm the youngest child. Everything's okay. I'm 52 years old.
Oh.
What happens if you turn the dryer on with someone in it?
That's not good. You could kill somebody.
Right.
Wow. Okay, hopefully it was just on fluff and it wasn't on the high. 424 says, my brother was terrible. When I was 5 years old, he tied socks around my ankles and told me to try and run. I fell flat on the floor, face first, broke both of my front teeth, ended up in the hospital with a face full of blood. They had to remove my front teeth. I was the only first grader with full adult teeth, and I was nicknamed Bugs Bunny.
This is the first time I'm glad my son's an only child. 909. Not physically, but mentally, my two older brothers would stand outside my window in the scream mask and knock on my window, made me believe my Barbie toy Jeep was haunted and would turn on the Jeepers Creepers movie song when our parents weren't there. I'm a pretty resilient woman, but I was mentally tormented.
100%. All right, you can weigh in. Carter's question, how did your sibling hurt you? Call or text us, 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog.
I can see you by the bar.
Thursdays are made for throwbacks. And also, Carter's question, which has taken on a life of its own. Y'all are mean to your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, how did you hurt your siblings? Check out the 909. These two tried to kill each other. My brother broke my clavicle twice.
Oh.
Shot me multiple times with a BB gun.
Ow.
Black eyes during fist fights and so many other ER visits. But I also shot him with a BB gun. Shot him with an arrow. Broke his nose a few times during fist fights.
Oh, my gosh.
We were rowdy, to say the least.
Your poor mom.
That's what he then writes.
Gosh. Okay, Jason in the 951, let's hear from you. How did your sibling hurt you?
When I was younger, my older brother and I got into a fight in his room. I knocked him back onto his bed, and when he bounced back off the mattress, he kicked me in the ribs so hard it broke my ribs.
Do you feel like you kind of deserved it, though?
Yeah, we fought all the time, so it's fair.
That's a great rebound by him. He got knocked down. He came back with a vengeance. Broken ribs are the worst, aren't they?
Yep. He broke the rib, and to this day, it actually has a lump on the end of it I can still feel.
He's with you forever.
Yep.
Gary, what happened with you and your sibling?
Well, my sibling didn't hurt me. It hurt my older brother.
Uh-oh.
She was 4 years younger than him. We were playing football in the front yard. She wanted to play. My brother said, "You're not tough enough." She reached back and popped him in the nose, bloodied his nose. She got to play football.
It's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt. Those are mom's famous last words. And for Carter's question today, how did your sibling hurt you? He's rocking a black eye because Colt took a hockey stick to his face when they were playing hockey.
The IE are a bunch of savages. This is highly entertaining, reading everyone's stories with their sibling. 714. When my brothers were about 13 and 16, the older one was building a pigeon coop. He got frustrated and threw the hammer at the wall he was working in. It ricocheted straight to the younger one who was standing behind him.
Oh.
The hammer prongs got stuck in the younger one's head.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine your kid walking in with a hammer stuck in his head?
There's no follow-up. I assume he's okay. That was it, ended there.
Tommy put a hammer in my head.
Still in there.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Elsa and Rancho, what happened to you?
Okay, so this is back in the 80s. I was 10. My brother was 17. And we were at Sizzler having a family dinner. My brother wanted to get the all-you-can-eat shrimp. And he wanted to keep track of all the tails that he ate, so that he could count how many shrimp he ate at the dinner, right?
Bragging rights, yeah.
And so I was the annoying little sister, and I went in to throw off his count. So I would steal a shrimp tail when he wasn't looking every now and again. And he warned me, he said, "If you do that again, I'm going to stab you with my fork."
Oh, gosh.
Jesus.
And sure enough, I tried it again, and his fork went into my hand.
Oh!
Like, how bad are we talking?
I mean, I still have a scar today, and I'm 48. And he got in so much trouble by my parents, and I was just an innocent little 10-year-old sister.
Pedro of Lake Elsinore, what happened with you?
So my sisters, and this is when I was a kid, and it still torments me to this day. I have three sisters. They were all older than me, and they would hold me down, and they would tickle me until I peed on myself. To this day, I'm very ticklish, and now my wife hates it because she was like, "Oh, here." I'm like, "No, don't tickle me, please."
Watch out for Pedro the pee-pee pants.
Yes.
Your son's question for Carter's question, how did you injure your sibling, should really be called, how did you nearly kill your sibling? Some of these stories.
I'm wondering, we need follow-ups on these text messages. Like the kid with the hammer stuck in his head.
Yeah, is he still breathing?
Right? Christy and Menifee, what happened with you and your sibling?
So in our old house when we were growing up, you had to go through my bedroom to get to my brother's bedroom. It was a weird setup, but So I'm in there with my friend playing, and he runs, walks through my room and slams the door. So I, of course, my sassy self's like, don't slam my door. And he looks at me. That was a look I've never seen before. And I was like, oh, crud. This isn't going to be good. So he was the pitcher of his baseball team in high school. So he walks over, opens up the closet door. He bends down. He started pitching every single shoe from my sister's in my closet at me. I'm in the corner screaming bloody murder. I mean, it was every single boot, sandal, shoe, whatever. He just kept lining up, pitching. And I had bruises on my legs, on my back.
We actually had a rule growing up between my brother and I that if there wasn't a mark, you couldn't tell mom and dad.
I like that.
We fought so much. And one day my dad had enough of it. And he was like, you know what I'm going to do? You guys are going to sit right here in the driveway and you're going to wait for me to come back. He left. He went down to Big Five in Ranch Cucamonga, picked up two pool noodles. And he was like, here, hit each other with these.
Have it out.
Those things hurt.
Yeah.
They get like the whip action. Oh, yeah.
I've broken a tooth on one of them.
Oh, the pool noodle?
Yes. Someone got me in the face.
This one's pretty bad. And it's amazing the things you'll do if your older sibling tells you to do it. Like the 951. My older siblings convinced me to put a bark collar on me, like the shock collar from the dogs, when I was 6 years old. I now blame my raspy voice on that situation.
Permanent damage.